will. A world where every meme and comment is fact-checked, but not a ballot. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Now we got to get to peace. You can't have this going on. And I will say, Israel has to be very careful because you're losing a lot of the world. You're losing a lot of support. But you have to finish up. You have to get the job done. And you have to get on to peace. You have to get on to a normal life for Israel and for everybody else.
Interesting. Well, we have, you're listening to the Kate Daly Show. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hello.
Castaway, huh? Wrote it in palm leaves, huh?
Isn't that neat?
The rescue is all over the news.
Yeah.
Anyway,
only question I have is, did they have a volleyball?
I was like, didn't we see this in a movie? In palm leaves, they wrote out help and were rescued. Anyways, Chris Ann Hall, welcome to the show. How are you?
I am fabulous. How are you?
Good, good. You're not on an island with palm leaves writing out help, are you? I'm just wondering.
No, but I would like to be.
I would like to, too. I'm with you. Chris Ann Hall, our constitutional expert.
I mean, there are some days where I wouldn't mind being deserted.
Yeah.
On an island.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm so with you on that. Oh, my gosh. Chris Ann Hall from the Chris Ann Hall Show, and also LibertyFirstSociety.com. Because I'm welcoming new stations on, so I want people to know who you are. A constitutional attorney and constitutional expert. And so glad to have you on. You were just on the OAN Network, and we got to talk FISA for sure. But I'm just so grateful for you and the work that you're doing. I'm so glad. Just so glad to know you.
Oh, well, you're so nice to me. Thank you very much.
You
it's been a crazy week, so maybe God's telling you to give me some encouragement.
You know what? I am encouraging you because you're doing wonderful work out there, Chris Ann. You're really educating. So,
did I tell you we started a new project?
Okay. What is it?
We're starting a homeschool curriculum and a homeschool network for parents. All across America.
What?
Excellent.
Oh, man. Yep. I want you to talk about it every single time you come on. That's fantastic.
Yeah, so you can go right now. Okay. It's connecthomeschool.org.
Mm-hmm.
Just all spelled out, connecthomeschool.org.
Okay.
And you can sign up to get the notices when we're developing. So we're developing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the website's up, connecthomeschool.org.
Mm-hmm.
Sign up, get on the email list, and we will send you the updates as we get closer and closer to really, we are hoping to have the groundwork laid for our preliminary curriculum by this August. So parents will have something they can, in their hand, they can start with in August, homeschool curriculum that they can trust. And it's going to be the beginning kernel of this. Uncle Milt would be happy with this, will be all my historical government and civics training.
What?
Excellent.
K through 12.
Oh, I love this. Connecthomeschool.org?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll put a link on the Kate Daly Show site for you.
Thank you.
You bet.
Yeah, we need is everybody to sign up now.
Okay.
So that you can make sure that you're in the pilot program.
Okay.
And we can give you notice on everything that's going to be released. I just spent 2.5 hours today writing and recording our K through 12 study on the Declaration of Independence.
Oh my gosh, I'm unbelievably excited about this. I can't even tell you what an answer. Connecthomeschool.org. I'll put a link on our site. Oh my gosh, I know.
We're also going to do legal helps for homeschool parents to help them navigate the homeschool laws in the state.
Oh, nice.
We are going to have private chats where homeschool parents can connect with each other and maybe connect with home co-ops or even start their own co-ops.
I love this. This is fantastic. Thank you for this. I'm very, very excited. I want to read you a paragraph, okay? This is from the AP.
Okay, read it to me.
This is from the AP. This is all about FISA. Though the program would technically expire on April 19th, this is the AP, mind you, the lying scumbags at the AP, the Biden administration has said it expects its authority to collect intelligence to remain operational for at least another year, thanks to an opinion earlier this month from the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, which receives surveillance applications. But administration officials say that if the program lapses, some telecommunication companies could reduce or stop cooperation with the government or challenge its authority. Comments?
Well, I think that these telecommunications already have the authority to stop cooperating and challenge, because everything about FISA is completely and totally not just unconstitutional, but anti-constitutional. I do find it I don't know if the proper word is ironic, but mm-hmm. ironically and sickeningly hilarious that what we have as a standard in America is that FISA, which was created by the legislature, actually sunsets, mm-hmm. but the courts created by the legislature, called the FISA court, mm-hmm. decide that FISA is not going to stop when the law says it's going to stop. It's going to keep going. The FISA system will keep going as long as the FISA courts actually say it will. The problem is that when it expires, the FISA courts also lose their authority. Well, they don't have, it's a pretended authority. It's what our founders called the color of authority. So somebody took some crayons and colored in some authority that just doesn't exist, if that's the way you want to look at it. So FISA courts have no authority. They're like the star courts of the 17th century. And they don't have authority, especially after the law expires that created them.
Uncle Milty?
When the law... like the Frankenstein monster.
Uncle Milty. Uncle Milty has a comment.
When the law expires, don't they also lose the color of money?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so that's a really good question. Mm. Unfortunately, and I will say this, because this is one of the things that Joe Biden argues all the time. Mm-hmm. It's why money is going to Ukraine. It's why all this money is going around the world.
Yep.
You would think that when the law expires, the money would dry up. The problem is our Congress, unconstitutionally and anti-constitutionally, contrary to the Constitution, gives the executive branch a discretionary fund. There is absolutely nothing in the Constitution that allows the federal government to hand the executive branch, the House of Representatives, mind you, to hand the executive branch a blank check for whatever they want to do and without any oversight whatsoever. I mean, I can't think of anything more constitutionally offensive from a financial perspective than discretionary funding in the executive branch.
Only 19 said no.
Our founders would be like, dude, do you not realize you have a king?
Yeah. Only 19 Republicans
said no. You have a king that's supported by law. You have a king that's supported by money. And you are supporting a king with your tax dollars.
Oh, my gosh. Kinda, Uncle Milty?
Kind of changes the definition of power of the purse, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, please.
Oh, my gosh.
It would be the power of the sieve. I mean, there's no purse. There's no vehicle that holds our money.
That's right.
It just simply slips through the hands of the House, who are supposed to be the ones that are controlling our funding. I get really, oh my gosh, I hope I'm not going off on a tangent here, but the Speaker of the House gave this interview, and I can't remember where it was, but I happened across it on social media, and I was seething, absolutely seething, because I get so sick and tired of hearing this. It's like, well, you know, Marjorie Greene didn't like the this year's spending bill, but I didn't like it either. But what are we going to do? We can't do anything until we have a majority in the House and the Senate and the president who will sign it into law. That is bullcrap, excuse my French. According to the Constitution of the United States, according to the people who wrote the Constitution of the United States, Article 1, Section 7, Clause 1, puts the power of the purse in the hands of the House alone. The Senate does not have to agree with a spending bill the House creates, and the president doesn't have a veto authority over a spending bill. The only authority the president has is to sign it like a secretary that it's been received and passed on. Spending alone is in the House alone.
Amen.
Because the people are to control the House, so the people control the budget. We have completely set that aside, and once again, transformed ourselves economically into a kingdom where the king controls how much money he gets by holding a budget hostage. And congressmen, like the Speaker of the House, are able to shirk responsibility and hide accountability through, I don't care, is it ignorance? Is it negligence? Is it malice? I don't really care if the Speaker of the House is an ignorant or an evil or a negligent person. That matters not to me. At the end of the day, the results are exactly the same. He is irresponsible and ignorant of our process, and we need somebody in the House of Representatives that not only has a brain to understand this, but the gonads to stand on it.
Woo!
Excellent.
That will be my soundbite for tomorrow. Uncle Milty, wow. Uncle Milty, go.
I know, but if it wasn't this way, no, I'd be scared to death of a government shutdown.
Oh, my gosh. So where does it... Well, I love that, Chrisanne. Amen, amen, amen. So where does it stand right now? Where does the bill stand?
Well, can I just say something really strange?
Okay.
It's irrelevant.
Ah, okay.
Yep.
It's absolutely irrelevant, and the mm-hmm. FISA courts have told us so.
Yeah.
Look at the Patriot Act. The Patriot mm-hmm. Act was supposed to sunset when George Bush left office. Where mm-hmm. are we with the Patriot Act?
Still have it.
It's irrelevant because until the people get sick and tired of this, it will continue. Whether it be constitutionally, extra constitutionally, or contrary to the Constitution, it will continue until we have enough. If there's one thing that I am happy about what's happening to Donald Trump, is once and for all, the people are beginning to see and actually recognize how wicked and how violent of an attack this is on the rights of all Americans.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I hope that Donald Trump keeps screaming that from the rooftop.
Yeah, I do too. Absolutely. To kill this, kill these measures and to understand.
The question will be, if he becomes president, Kate, will he actually do something about it? That's what we need to write down on our refrigerator.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, I agree with you. And I think we look at history and we understand what we're up against and we understand what needs to happen. And I love that you spelled out the Senate's role and the president's role in the spending bill. Thank you for that. That was beautiful.
Yeah, and if people don't understand that, if they don't know what that's about, then please sign up for my class at libertyfirstsociety.com called The Power of the Purse. Mm-hmm. Uncle Milty's seen it.
Yep.
He knows it's how clear. I mean, we walk through very simply. A sixth grader can understand it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not me interpreting anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not taking anybody else's interpretation. We literally walk through the text.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen. And connecthomeschool.org. Go sign up. I'll put the link on the site. I'm so grateful to you for doing this. This is going to be a beautiful thing. A beautiful thing. You have a great day. You are doing the best work. Thank you so much for coming on every Thursday. I adore you.
Oh,
we really
thank
do.
Thank you so much. And have a fabulous weekend. We are on our way to Springfield, Missouri, and
awesome.
Then to Lowell, Arkansas.
Good luck. Yep. Good luck. Safe travels.
And God bless.
We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Thank you, Chrisanne Hall.
Do I have to eat this?
Oh, honey, it's great protein. Don't be picky. Eat your crickets.
Many are following the lead of the United Nations to replace your meat diet with an insect diet. It's an all-out war on meat, farmers, and ranchers. Don't let new green policies place controls on your life and overall freedoms. It's time to get us out of the UN. Go to JBS.org or call 800-JBS-USA1.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
All right, back here with you. Kate Daly Show. Big thank you to Chrisanne Hall for coming on, our constitutional expert and attorney. Look, if I could give you any advice right now and looking ahead with digital currency coming in, with everything that we have at stake here, I know you've got to be nervous about it, because if you're not nervous, you need to do more homework on what's happening. Birchgold.com has wonderful, their latest articles on this, on gold and silver. You need to check these out. We have to protect what's out there. And you can protect your IRA. You can protect your savings. You can protect your 401k. All of these things, okay, have to be protected by gold. Now, this step, texting 989898, that's the phone number that you're going to put into your text, into your phone, 989898, text my name, Kate. This will give you some free information that you can peruse. And I know that you want some peace right now. I know that. And so please text that number to Birch Gold. I trust these guys. I know that they can help. And I know that they're very red-pilled, actually. They're very awesome. please make sure to text that number. Just text my name right now with your phone right now. Just do me that favor, because then I know you're going to get the free information about how to go about this. It might not cost you anything at all. And this is the place to buy gold and silver. I am telling you, this is the place. It's the place I trust. It's the place Ron Paul trusts, Steve Bannon trusts. This is the place. Birch Gold is amazing. And you have written me emails telling me how amazing the process is. It's so streamlined and so great. Please check this out, 989898, and text my name, Kate. I'm imploring you to do this, because there's a window of opportunity that is short. We have things coming in that I think at some point soon, that opportunity wouldn't even be there, so, or won't be there. Please text that number. I implore you to do that. It's just, you're getting some free information, okay? There's no obligations, just the information in order to protect yourself. Well, let's take a call. Let's take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I'm dying to find out. I've been wanting to make this call for a long time.
Okay.
Are they going to take away cash? Is there going to be no dollar bills, no $5 bills, no coins for...
Yes.
Yes?
Yes. They will take away cash.
How's that going to work? What about tips? And what about even
$10? You will have to Venmo people.
This money is legal tender for all debts, public and private. So if you want to do something privately, what do you have to do? Give a credit card to somebody on the
Venmo
road?
Yeah, that's what people do right now. They're Venmoing people. See, that system was also set up by PayPal. That system is also set up by government money, by the way. It's not independent. It's not private. So all transactions will be recorded, and all transactions will have to be done electronically.
Does that mean everybody's going to have one of those little card things in, so that if somebody wants to give them a $2 tip or a $25 tip, they have to have their own little processing little machine?
Yes, there'll be no private tipping. You can't tip, you know, you can't just pay the lawn guy.
Can we start something to fight this? Can't we just say, hey, forget about it. Mm-hmm. Cash has been, you know, the coin of the realm ever since people crawled out of the mud. I mean, they can't take that away from us.
Oh, you'd be surprised. We're moving in that direction. Look at how you check out of a grocery store, Uncle Milty.
This is true. We use debit cards for a majority of our purchases, but cash is still, you know, the people's money.
Right. Let me say that, Uncle Milty.
Your question, can't we do something about this?
Mm-hmm.
We can ask that question about many, many things that happen. Mm-hmm. The problem is people aren't willing to make the sacrifice that it will take to prevent this from happening.
Because it's easy. They've made it easy, and they've made it the standard quo. So in California, it's hard to find a place that you can pay cash now.
Yep.
See, the states are sort of closing in on this. You have self-check. You have all of these different things that if you don't have the capability, can you buy groceries?
Nope.
They're phasing out the employee, and they're doing it in the name of automation. And automation is going to require you to go digital. That's why I'm saying text Birch Gold, 989898. Okay, get some gold before it keeps going up, and make sure that you are varied in all of the ways that you possess money. Okay, gold and silver. I would definitely say gold and silver, but we have to watch out for our IRAs and our everything that we've got out there. You've got to shore that up with gold to so that you're not worried about inflation or deflation or it being taken.
I saw an interesting meme yesterday, and it showed a bar of gold, and it said in 1960 something that bar was worth $20, and it would buy a home. 10 of them would buy a home for $6,700.
Right.
Today, those same 10 bars of gold will buy a home at $750,000.
There you go. Be right back. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Can you believe after all the recent violent protests, looting, and destruction, some communities are considering either defunding or abolishing the police? If you agree that now is the time when police protection is needed most, then it's time we stand up and support your local police and the communities they serve. Call 800-JBS-USA-1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet. That's 800-JBS-USA-1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet today.
This
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. All right. All right. We are live. Okay. I, first of all, just wanted to mention a bill in Louisiana real fast. The bill in Louisiana seeks to try to, the Senate passed this in Louisiana, and it was actually rejecting any WHO treaties for pandemics. A big applause. Yes, we need more of that. Can we have more of that, please? So we'll see what happens, but I thought that was good. And yeah, so no mandate of any kind by the World Health Organization. It's criminal that our current fraudulent administration was making sure that these treaties got signed, because really and truly, that's not America. So I'm happy to see states lead out. That's what they should do. That's their role. So I put up a post because there are moments where I really get tired of being called names. Do you?
I don't get called names, Kate.
I get called names all the time. And sometimes, I mean, 13 years of this plus, I'm just getting a little tired. And so this is not, I put up a post on Facebook about this. It's not a boastful statement. If you know me, you know that we're not about boasting. That's just not who we are, okay? Not about gloating either. This is not what this is about, but I do want to make a point. On the air, when Ebola came up, 2014, what did we say? Nothing burger.
Yeah.
Nothing burger. Okay. We got hate mail like you wouldn't believe. We were like, oh no. People were emailing us saying, oh no, this is different. It's Ebola and it's coming. And there's a case in Texas. And oh my gosh, one case in Texas. And it's coming for us. And how dare you say that? You're putting people in harm's way. I'm not joking. But we had read a study from Malaysia that said, and I know I've mentioned this before, but we read a study in Malaysia, and it talked about how these things get into the press for 2 months, about 2 to 3 months, and then they're gone. That's exactly what happened. We said this is exactly what's going to happen with this, and we were right, okay? And they dropped it. After like 70 days, you never heard about Ebola again. Then we were talking about Syria and Assad, and Assad never took out his own people. Okay, why would he? He was on 60 Minutes years back and seemed pretty reasonable, and his country elected him. But we wanted a land grab, oil. Cheney had an oil, I can't remember the name of the company, but he had an oil company over there. They wanted land. They wanted Syria, and they wanted the pipelines, and they wanted to go to war. And Obama kept saying, go to war and take out Assad. And they showed the picture of the little boy washed up on the shore. Everybody lost their freaking minds. And it was go, go, go time. Go kill Assad. Turns out later, we were right. Investigations happened. Assad never did that to his people. It was the white helmets. And of course, here we stand, and Assad did not gas his own people. And we were right. Okay. Then we were right about several school shootings that never added up. We said, where are the coroners? Why aren't the people, kids leaving the school? Where's the pictures of that? We had cameras there. There were all kinds of questions. We started bringing up all these questions, and everyone said, how dare you? Not everyone, but people said, how dare you? Because they were so emotional, okay? But we were right to question, and those mysteries have never been solved, by the way. Then 2016 election, you said Trump would get in.
Yep.
Yep. Right out of the gate, he goes, nope, Trump will get in. He was the first one of us to say that. Milty was right. I bet you like hearing that. Milty was right, okay? And also, people were mad at me because I didn't get on the air and I didn't say that we would not have an election that year. And people were furious with me. I had some listeners leave because they said, if you don't say we're not having an election and that everything ends, the whole world ends in January of 2016, we can't listen anymore. And I was like, it's not going to end. Okay, we're going to move on. And we did. All right, February 2020. Okay, we said Blovid was a lie from day one.
Yep.
Hate mail, hate mail, hate mail, hate mail. You could not believe how many, like you said, grandmothers we killed. Okay.
Yeah.
You said that the other day. And we never wore a mask. We were perfectly fine. People that didn't wear masks were perfectly fine. Okay. And really what it was they wanted to get the shots out. It was a total lie. And they actually wanted to move into digital currency, digital ID with your health information. But look at all the people that didn't wear a mask. They didn't evaporate. They didn't keel over in the street. Okay. That was our first clue. Ukraine, we said from the beginning, it was a money laundering service. And it is. Okay. They said, news said North Korea was going to nuke us. We said, no, they're not. People yelled at us. Then Russia is going to nuke us.
Yeah.
Headlines, you know, all the time. Did it happen? No. We said it would not happen. We're like, they're not going to nuke us. 70 years of going to nuke us. Okay. How did we know all of these things? How were we able to say all of these things?
Because history repeats itself.
Yep. And we prayed about it and we followed our gut. And we knew something was wrong because the media, the AP, and the government all got on the same page.
Yep.
Okay. Now, the politicians are the only people that ever wanted us off the air. Okay. That's the only people for 13 years plus that ever wanted to remove us was the politicians. Okay. The politicians went with the narrative every single time. There was only a few outliers in the entire country that contradicted the narrative. Am I right?
That's right.
They are protectionists. The politicians are protectionists for the media / government / AP.
All the way to your city council.
Yes. I hope that sinks in. They followed the narrative every single time. Is it that they just don't possess thinking skills, or are they just protectionists? No matter what is said in the media, they will say that's exactly what it is. They're the only ones, okay? And this is how it goes for independent media. The only people that ever call for independent media to be off the air are politicians. Not the people ever. It's true. I don't know, and we could be wrong, and I'm not sure what happens in our future. And we could say what we think about what's going to happen, or, you know, a crystal ball. And I'd love to hear from you what you guys think comes next. And that's fine. And I want to hear, because I know that this listening audience is amazing. And I know you're thinkers.
You know, if you even question what's being said right mm-hmm. now, mm-hmm. study the history of the Cold War and radio-free Europe.
Yep. You're right.
Because it was exactly right. the same situation, except it was the Soviets against their people, not the United States against mm-hmm. their people.
Yeah. You're right. We cite our sources. We go through history. We cite history. We often use their own words against them. That's happened so many times. But we're here to say, this is what we think. This is what we're feeling right now about this. And this is what we think. And we try really hard to do that. And I am telling you that it's going to get more difficult because we're going to get more things thrown at us. And all of the people that call us conspiracy theorists, it's so amazing to me that they keep doing it because we have a pretty decent track record. Do we not?
Yeah.
Okay. That's got to end. And when people say that, laugh at them because it just means that they don't want to think. It's just a big sign that says, I don't want to think. Caller, you got 30 seconds. Go.
Okay. I'm hearing talk that indeed certain cities, mm-hmm. perhaps counties, maybe even states will print their own regional monies. The same mm-hmm. as they it could. Was back before the Civil War, where there were many little different mm-hmm. counties and whatnot that printed their own currency. Why can't we just start printing our own currency?
We absolutely
regionally?
Can. We can. We absolutely can. 100%.
Let's start a movement. Let's get Utah Bucks on the map.
You got it. Thank you. I love it. I love it. We've got to go to a break quick. Yeah. But you know what? Those are the kinds of things we're going to do.
Yep.
We're going to develop our own systems, okay? And they know that. They know that.
It's not going to happen until the people mm-hmm. feel the pain, though.
Yep.
That's when it'll start happening.
I know. We have a pretty good track record. We're not always right, but we have a really good track record on the big ticket items. And I hope that says enough about independent media and what they can do and what they can say. To help people understand what's going on out there, I hope. We have risked careers. We have risked being on the air and losing audience trust every single time that we try to do that. Every single time we try to voice what we think in the moment. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Self-reliance. It's not a phrase we hear much in our culture these days. and might conjure up images of pioneers, the West, rifles, strapping men, and strong women. But what does it mean for us in today's world? The New American Magazine has just released its latest collector's edition, Self-Reliance, Foundation of Freedom. In it, the New American authors outline the necessity of self-reliance for a free people, tips for self-reliant living, and the importance of not giving up hope. This unique edition includes articles on the self-sufficiency of the founders, preparing for a worst-case scenario, firearms, financial self-reliance, the importance of community, and many other topics by expert writers. Now, for a limited time, the New American is offering a bundle of three collector's editions, Self-Reliance, The Great Reset, and Trump World, for just $19.95. A great stocking stuffer, available at shopjbs.org. Visit shopjbs.org today.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. All right. If you need help with all the credit card bills that you've accrued, and I know you probably have stuck a lot of stuff on credit, okay? Everyone has because of the economy. Everyone's experiencing a shortfall of about $1,000 to $2,000 a month from what they had a couple of years ago. So I know people are putting it on credit. If this is you, which is most of everybody, go to donewithdebt.com. I really like what these guys are doing. They have a fantastic reputation. They're helping people resolve their debt. They're able to get in and negotiate lower interest rates so they're not compounding on you so that you're not getting buried by your debt. I have a feeling we're going to see a tremendous amount of bankruptcies next year. Because people are freaking out because they don't know what else to do. What else are you going to do? You got to put it on credit. Call 888-322-1054. 888-322-1054. You've got to get some financial freedom. I know it's probably causing you stress right now. And so this is amazing. You can go to their website. You just fill out a couple of lines. Your information stays private. Okay. They're not going to share it. And fill that out. They'll get a hold of you. And in whichever way you want, and just get some help on this. We have got to get our debts down. I don't want to see people lose stuff because of this, and they can really help you. The credit card companies are going all in on charging everybody exorbitant rates on their cards for any little thing. They'll raise the rate on them, and people are getting, they're just getting buried, you guys. Donewithdebt.com, they can help you, okay? I love these guys. They're so good. What's your crystal ball? And I want to hear from all of you. Crystal ball. By the way, Utah does have gold backs and they're accepted in different cities. Yep. Their own currency, our own currency. So if you want an answer, there's that. But what, you know, if you're going to talk about what's coming, like we have on the show, and I know we're echoing a lot of what you're thinking. So we're not the only ones saying what's right. I know you're thinking a lot of what we've been saying on the air for 13 years. So, what do you think? What's coming next? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, I was wondering, do you know about gold backs?
I do.
Could that be our form of exchange?
We just talked about it.
Oh, I was on the phone.
Okay, it's okay. It's all right. No, thank you for that. I really appreciate it. That is so true. So there's currencies. We're going to have systems. We're going to develop things. We are. There's always ways out. I think God has been very good to us in miracles of ingenuity. We figure things out. Scary, but we'll figure things out. And that's kind of the piece, you know, of what we're talking about. But what do you think about this next election, Milty?
I'm still not sure it's going to happen.
Okay.
I can see clearly the path for some catastrophe to cause a declaration of martial law and no election.
Okay. It's fair. I mean, look what happened in 2020. So it's fair. And look what happened with January 6th. So that's fair. Fair assessment. Hi, caller. What happens next? What do you think's coming?
Well, digital currency, I'm real concerned about another subject, and you've talked about on your show, and that's putting the vaccines in foods. If there's any way you can get any, find out if there's any organization, individuals, any entity across the country that's trying to monitor that.
Okay.
Because some states are allowing it, some companies are doing it, and I'm very concerned about
it. Okay, Patrick Wood comes on next. Patrick Wood from Technocracy, he's awesome. He comes next on the show, so we'll ask him.
About possibility it's changing our DNA, and Christ won't recognize us when we stand before him. But I wanted to talk about the coins, money. The best place to solve a problem of a legal nature is to start with a constitution. The Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 5 states this is the only role of government in the monetary system to coin money, regulate the value thereof, and of foreign coins and fixed the standard of weight and measure. There is no other authority for the federal government to be involved in money. Federal Reserve is all unconstitutional and so forth.
Now, I get it.
It also talks about the states. The states are limited, and that's on Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1. And they're limited to only accepting money that's or manufacturing coining. Let me just read it. No state shall make anything, coin money, emit bills of credit, you know, and make anything but gold and silver coins as tender in payment of debts, and et cetera, et cetera. So the states can do it, but they have to do it in coins.
Okay.
But the big thing is that was what the banks did before, especially before the Federal Reserve and before FDR started abolishing commodity money. This all really, the biggest reason for all this is we got off the gold and silver standard.
No, you are exactly right. I want to include other people in this conversation, 888-673-1450, but I get that.
Yeah.
What I'm talking about, too, is communities that might set up their own little thing between them, or you have bartering systems or things like that. So there'll be some communities that crop up that do things like try to do some things like that. And I think it's great. Their own little system in whatever way they do. But and we're gonna have a lot of ingenuity. We're going to think of things to be able to kind of get around some of the stuff that's coming down. Like I said, we won't always be right. I don't think we would ever be. I would never be so boastful as to say that. I would never, ever, even saying this or even the last segment, I'm like, ooh, I hate saying that because I don't want to appear like that. But you know, we've been able to figure things out because we're looking at the media and the government always agreeing. And when they agree, be very nervous. It's usually a lie, right?
Yep.
It's your first clue, right? What's your first clue on stuff that's coming up?
Well, I guess really it's just experience. I'm so used to dealing with it that I have questions about everything immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Even the Castaway story.
Yeah.
We're like, It sounds awfully Hollywoodish, but okay. I mean, to question is not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. We're going to have, I think, more obvious lies thrown at us. They're going to be so obvious. And you're going to go, how are they getting away with this? Kind of like the vote flipping on election night.
Yeah.
And claiming King Fraud-A-Lot got 80 million votes when we know he didn't. Obvious.
How do you watch the numbers change right on your television by tens of thousands in a second?
I know.
And not believe there's fraud.
I don't know. I don't know how people turn off what's in front of their face, but I don't know. But we're going to have things that are coming our way that we're going to go, people are believing this? I mean, we have got to keep eyes open. It's going to take getting on our knees to do it too, because I heavily rely on prayer. I heavily rely on God to help. Can't do this show without him.
Yep.
Can't look at the news without him. I'm not kidding when I say that. We're going to need a lot of spiritual eyes to be opened here so that we can see. We're going to come right back with Patrick Wood, technocracy.news. Be right back. He always has some amazing things to say. We'll be right back.
Have you ever heard someone say, the system's broken? Sure you have. Well, it's not true. America's founders created a brilliant governing system that prevents us from having kings, queens, dictators, and even czars. We the people can replace every elected official in a span of 6 years if we so choose. Here at the John Birch Society, we believe the only way to liberty, prosperity, and national sovereignty is not only understand what's in our founding documents, but demand that every elected official adheres to them. The reason we have a ballooning, reckless, and corrupt government is because elected officials aren't following the Constitution. The John Birch Society is principled, coordinated, effective activism. We believe the Constitution is the solution. Join JBS and change America. Visit JBS.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1 to get involved. That's JBS.org.
Imagine, if you will, a world where every meme and comment is fact-checked, but not a ballot. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Now we got to get to peace. You can't have this going on. And I will say, Israel has to be very careful because you're losing a lot of the world. You're losing a lot of support. But you have to finish up. You have to get the job done. And you have to get onto peace. You have to get onto a normal life for Israel and for everybody else.
All right, welcome back. Kate Daly Show last hour. Uncle Milty.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome back. And of course, we'll take your calls. And we have a great guest. I'm actually excited to have Patrick Wood join us because he's fantastic. He's fantastic. Technocracy.news. And I love the site. I hope people go there on the daily. Hi, Patrick Wood. How are you?
Howdy.
I'm so glad to have
be with you.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you. We were talking earlier on the break, and there's so many directions to go, but I want you to talk about one of the things on your site, and that was homeowners insurance, because when Dr. David Martin talked about insurance companies ruling, and he said they're kind of like the quiet ruler, and I thought that's a great way to kind of showcase how things will happen, how we get snagged in this, in the coming events. Talk about the insurance, home insurance, because this affects everybody.
It really does. This is the face of technocracy, I mm-hmm. want to say. I've been speaking about this for so many years when everybody just said, what are you talking about? Technocracy, schmarocracy, mm-hmm. whatever. This is it. This is what it looks like. When you're punished, you have no way out for not doing anything at all. Mm-hmm. When you're punished because somebody looks at your property, your house or whatever, and decides that you should pay a more premium for your house versus the guy next to you. This is absolutely crazy. And they don't tell you.
You're right.
You don't have a clue what's going on behind the scenes. They're using satellite imagery now, taking pictures from space to survey your house.
Believable.
How much grass you have, what the condition of your roof is, mm-hmm. how many, do you have a wood burning fireplace?
Mm-hmm.
They can tell all this stuff by just looking at an image of your house. This is insane.
Yes, it is. Yes, it
when
is.
People are getting they might get their coverage dropped, as this has happened to many people, but more likely you're going to get a sudden increase in your bill, and you go, what is this all about? You know, wow, 30%, 40%, what? Mm-hmm. Nothing changed.
You're right.
From this last year to this year. And you call them up on the phone and they say, oh, well, that's just the way it is. You know, your class, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah, you know, been rated differently now. And you're, you know, in some category. They will not tell you what happened, but this story breaks it wide open. What's going on?
Yeah, and making making it unfeasible for home ownership, hiking insurance rates to the point where it would only be the elite owning homes at some point. Yes.
But that seems to be the thing that's part of it for sure. But what they're doing is they're cherry picking the people that they want to insure.
Yeah.
At the exclusion of those that they want, that they don't. Now, traditionally, the purpose of insurance is to spread the risk across a broad spectrum of people, right?
Right.
Whether it's health insurance and property insurance, the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is that you do not cherry pick the ones that you want to cover, you know?
Right, right. No,
so
you're right.
If they see a group of people that say, well, these people are a worse risk for us than the rest of them, let's just dump them, just get mm-hmm. rid of them.
Sure.
Ouch. And of course, that makes the insurance portfolio more mm-hmm. profitable
right.
for them. But
yeah.
This is absolutely outrageous. People, I don't know what people can do about it, but all insurance companies across the country are doing this now.
Yes.
All of them.
I know. We're starting to see that. We all saw the rise, right? Everybody saw the rise this last year, and people are getting very, very worried about that. They're trying to keep up with the economy. I don't see it getting better. You know, we just asked a question. What comes next? What comes next this year? What comes next with the election? What are your thoughts on that? I know you don't have a crystal ball, Patrick Wood, but what are your thoughts?
Well, the biggest threat this year is going to be the loss of free speech, I think, because this is targeted.
Yeah.
It's targeted by AI mm-hmm. in particular, artificial intelligence. The people that are waging this war against mm-hmm. us and against
right.
free speech in general, they want to mute all voices like ours,
mm-hmm.
yours included, mine, and all other people who are trying to get this word, you know, speak the truth.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to find ways to marginalize us, to mm-hmm. cancel us,
right.
To destroy our audience. And on top of that, the conditions that are being
mm-hmm.
created by AI is going to cause many people, if not large swaths of society, to go into this condition of lost reality, like the Twilight Zones,
mm-hmm.
where they're just going to completely flip
right.
out
right.
from reality.
We have a caller for you. Hi, caller. Oh, we don't have a caller. Yeah, no. Sorry about that. But yeah, I agree with you on the reality. Don't you, Uncle Milty? I mean, yeah.
There's such a large percentage of the population today that really has no grip at all on reality.
Yeah.
They base everything on innuendo and emotion, and reality mm-hmm. comes into play rarely anymore with people.
Yeah, it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
That's going to get worse because we're offering now escapism, right?
Yep.
Total escapism, aren't we, Patrick?
That's part of it for sure. With things like augmented mm-hmm. reality and, Meta,
yeah,
the metaverse.
Metaverse,
so, yeah. That's crazy stuff. But it goes way beyond that because people today do not understand. When they see things that are not real,
mm-hmm.
but they think they are real, that's a lost reality at that point.
Right. Right.
When, for instance, if I was looking at you right now, your face, your mm-hmm. lips, whatever, mm-hmm. and I see an AI generated talk show host.
Yeah.
Looks just like you.
Mm-hmm.
Speaks when your voice looks just like you, speaks like you, and maybe even says some things that you might say with some other deviations, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I would be fooled into thinking, well, that's Kate.
Right.
I know her.
Right.
That looks just like her.
Sounds
it just
like her.
Mm-hmm. And people are going to get flipped out on this. They won't know what's real anymore.
You are so
this causes,
right on this.
This causes, is going to cause lots of dislocations and society
mm-hmm.
like we've never seen before.
You're right.
Never.
No, you're right, Uncle Milty.
Look, I happen to know a person mm-hmm. who has started creating a vision of herself using some software online that makes you look younger and thinner and prettier.
I want that. Mm-hmm.
You know, and she is apparently convincing herself that this is now what she really looks like.
No.
It's frightening.
What?
It's frightening. And she's not a, I've known her for 20 years, not a stupid woman.
Right.
Never been narcissistic that I knew of. Mm-hmm. And yet here she is now becoming this person that she's creating online.
Wow. You're right. You know what? It's so true, though. We're going to not know when we see a video of Trump. Is it him speaking? Are words placed in his mouth? I mean, all kinds and that goes for any politician. You don't know anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's scary.
That's
how
right.
are we going to tell the difference?
You remember Taylor Swift mm-hmm. had a number of people apparently were creating nude pornography using her face
mm-hmm.
and her body. It wasn't her, of course, but mm-hmm. This is happening all the time now with celebrities.
They even have fake anchors. They've invented AI anchors that look like people, sound like people.
Yes.
They've been testing that.
Yep.
What are you going to believe at this point?
I don't know.
I'm reminded by a book
mm-hmm.
that was written in 1968, somewhere around there, called Future Shock.
Mm-hmm.
It was by...
Yes, Milty's mentioned this.
Yep.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it predicted a time when technology would become so mm-hmm. non-understandable
right.
by the person on the street. That they would view it as magic, literally as magic. This is where we're headed right now. This will not appear for a lot of people to be real,
mm-hmm.
but rather they'll just attribute it to magic.
Right. Oh my gosh, we're going into new territory, and we've been warned. And how are we going to? We're gonna need help from God. So much on this subject, because you're going to have to be able to discern what's truth and what's not. And
exactly.
we're going to have to be living well. Let me just tell you, I think those gifts of understanding what we're seeing and what we're hearing, and it's just going to get so much worse. And I don't think we've actually really internalized that yet. I'm going to come right back with Uncle Milty, the great Uncle Milty, the great Patrick Wood, technocracy.news. Be right back. We have a lot to discuss, so don't go anywhere.
Are you fed up with where our nation is headed? Here at the John Birch Society, we know how to fix a reckless, corrupt, and out-of-control government. It starts with patriots like you. We believe the only way to liberty and national sovereignty is to not only understand what's in our founding documents, but demand that every elected official adhere to them. The Constitution is America's only solution. Join the John Birch Society today. Visit us at jbs.org.
Is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. I'm with Uncle Milty.
Hi.
And of course, we have Patrick Wood with us from technocracy.news. He always has a lot to say, and I always appreciate him coming on the air with us. And I also wanted to mention this. This was recession-proof your savings. This is a really big deal because you can get inflation-resistant assets, and you need to do this. And that's why I'm always telling you to text Birch Gold 989898, those six digits. Text my name in the message, Kate. Gold and silver have historically provided protection against both the effects of inflation and economic crisis, okay? So we have gold. It's only going to go up, so grab it. And we've also got gold-backed IRAs and savings, and get everything shored up so that it's resistant to inflation or deflation, okay? And more inflation, I'm guessing. Birch Gold, I trust them. They're amazing. Ron Paul loves them. Talks about them all the time. I'm telling you, Ron Paul has been on the show many times. I'm telling you, they're fantastic. And get your gold and silver from them, okay? Birchgold.com. Also, text 989898 and text my name, Kate. And also on digital currency, Patrick Wood from technocracy.news. Thoughts about digital currency coming in?
Absolutely. There's lots of false research, quote unquote, going around right now in the alternative media, especially about what's happening with central bank digital currency and stuff. I don't want to get into weeds in this, but what I see coming at this point is going to be a meltdown of the debt-based world, where all currencies at this point are based on debt. What we have ahead of us, I believe, is as currencies melt down, the debt will also melt down at the time. This is going to be catastrophic for so many people. We're at the stage in the economy right now where we should be thinking about the destruction of capitalism in general. This debate makes a big case for owning silver and gold at this point.
Yeah.
Both of which are in a breakout situation. Gold is at new highs. Silver is on a rip right now to catch up. And it's decoupled from the stock market at this point. I see that this is a big tell for what's ahead for both gold and silver. We used to say that people would be smart to keep, say, 10% of their assets in gold. Just as an insurance policy. If this ever happened, that was a conventional wisdom over the years. 10% is cool. I think at this point, people should be thinking about 50%, 60% of their assets in gold and silver, rather than in stocks and whatever else. And I have to say that you should not ever let anybody keep your gold or silver. Take personal possession of yourself.
I agree.
If you have to get a huge safe and bolt it to the concrete or whatever, and put a minefield around it, do it. But do not trust anybody else to hold your assets at this point. And that includes, by the way, stocks, mutual funds, IRA, that sort of thing, where there's custodian who keeps yours. They say they're going to keep your assets safe.
Yeah.
Don't trust that at all, for sure.
I think there's so much coming down the pike. I think we don't realize what's at stake here. I know so many people are worried about this. And people were, owning homes. We were talking about this on the break, and they own them outright. Well, you have the worry that somebody will come along, see that asset, and then say you're mentally unfit and strip you of your stuff. We've done shows on that.
Yep.
So there's all these different ways. What we can do right now for peace of mind is shore ourselves up, for sure. But I mean, that's really, that's going to create peace and get out of debt. That's going to create peace. That's why I talk about donewithdebt.com, because they can help you kind of get out of your credit card debt. Everyone, one in five right now is, they say, skipping meals to pay mortgage because of the $1,000 to $2,000 that they had a couple of years ago that they don't have now, and they still have to try to make it. We're going to come right back. Don't go anywhere. More with Patrick Wood, Uncle Milty. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Hey, America. How tired are you of mainstream corporate media's biased narratives and manipulated news? Their dishonesty and attempts to influence this generation have been exposed, put on display for anyone who's even half paying attention. But the New American Magazine has been an honest source of news and commentary for over 50 years. This is your opportunity to receive the stalwart of principled journalism at a deep discount. Picture a beautifully published magazine arriving at your doorstep twice a month, packed with insightful stories written with integrity. It's also available digitally on the New American's mobile app. Get up to speed with intelligent coverage from a freedom perspective. Right now, for a limited time, the New American is available to radio listeners at a 25% discount on a new subscription. Visit thenewamerican.com/radio25 and receive 25% off. Subscribe today at thenewamerican.com/radio25.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
All right, welcome back. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com, and over 25 million. And like I said before, in the beginning of the week, a big welcome to K-Talks for coming on and having the show now. Really appreciate you guys listening in over there in California. And I've got Uncle Milty here. I also wanted to mention Done With Debt. Get the rates reduced. They'll do it for you. You don't even have to do it. It's amazing. I know you've accrued a lot of everyone has, of credit card debt, just to try to kind of float things and make it. Donewithdebt.com, they're incredible. They are so good. And when you put your information in there, it's private, doesn't go anywhere else. And also, it's just a couple of lines that you can fill out, and they can actually help you just sort of assess maybe where you're at, your situation, and give you a free consult and say, okay, this is your situation. This is what you should do. They're ingenious at figuring out ways to help you to negotiate for you. And they are fantastic negotiators on getting those rates down. Wouldn't you rather pay a low rate than 30%, like most people are? Donewithdebt.com, truly. Please go there and get some answers for your family. I hate to see people just compound their debt. I mean, it's nuts. I've got Uncle Milty. We have Patrick Wood from technocracy.news. It's a wonderful site you should visit every day. Kind of put that in your, what you check out each day as news. Food and vaccines, or they're not really vaccines. They're just they're shots. Let's call them what they are. I hate using their wording because it's not true. So, Pat, tell us what are your thoughts on this? Because you've done some articles on this too.
I have. There's two things we could talk about for sure. One would be the vaccines that are big, quote unquote, mm-hmm. that are being given to livestock, especially hogs at this point. There's anecdotal stories mm-hmm. coming out of the industry mm-hmm. that the shots. They're based on messenger RNA. Ring a bell?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Well, they figured out how to do it now with hogs and cattle and so on to change their genetic structure and cause their bodies to do things that they would not otherwise do. Okay. So I ran one story that I have to say that I did not validate this, so this is rumor at this point. Mm-hmm. But somebody, supposedly a rancher, mm-hmm. said they had 525 hogs. They got injected with mRNA vaccine, mm-hmm. quote unquote. 25 of them suffered death. 55 of them went so anorexic they would not gain weight. 20 of them suffered lameness, et cetera, et cetera. And the end of it, it was just disaster.
Wow.
This is the kind of stuff that we're going to be looking at. The people who are the genetic scientists that do this stuff are messing with life itself. They really don't have a clue what they're trying to do.
Yeah. And our food supply.
They're destructive for everything they touch, including human beings at this point, because now they figured out a way to get it into humans. That's what this messenger RNA crap is all about. So we're just going to see more of this in the future because these people won't quit. Apparently, they just will not quit. Nobody can arrest them because they're untouchable. So, you know, we have this, the side story of this is that the genetic scientists are figuring out how ways to produce this stuff in food, like spinach, leaf lettuce, and so on, where you can eat your vaccine, quote unquote, instead of going to, okay, picture this, right?
Yeah.
You go to a Walgreens to get your vaccine. There's all signs all over the place. But now you can go to Safeway to get to get it in the produce section.
I don't even know what to say. Milty.
You know, an interesting thing here is that Meta has ruled that this is a false story.
Mm-hmm.
And they, because of their concern over misinformation getting out to the public.
Meta, the ones that spread so much true information.
Yeah. So go ahead and eat your pork.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Those are pretty specific numbers coming from that farmer. Interesting.
Yes, and that makes me question it.
Yeah.
I have not seen any details on a study in particular that gives any of these numbers. So that's pretty suspicious at this point. But it underscores the point. They're going to do this one way or another to us.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to alter all genetic material on Earth.
That's their goal.
Seeds, animals, and humans as well.
Well, I actually thought the specific numbers actually ring a little more true for me because I think that giving those specific numbers... These ranchers and farmers, I mean, I would always take a look at that. I think we're right to look at that and you know, say, hey, is this a possibility? Because look at what they just did in 2020, 4 years ago. Nothing would surprise me at this point. Would it you? I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. So this is a risk that we have to accept and deal with because food is breaking up. Breaking down all over the world.
Right.
And no thanks to these genetic scientists who were hell-bent for leather to destroy it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Change it.
Tennessee Senate said no to these in food. Why would they do that? Why would they do that if this wasn't a thing that's happening, right? I mean, they went as far as to put forth a bill.
Exactly. Exactly.
So,
and that I think that that bill... passed with a very substantial margin.
Yeah, yeah.
People got it quickly.
It's got legs, for sure. Uncle Milty?
It makes me wonder why the legislatures would even consider not passing such legislation. Don't they realize they eat food too? I mean, it's like,
why is this going on more in the country?
Who's able to protect themselves from this type of poisoning?
Yeah.
The traditional role of government is to protect the people.
Right.
They're not doing it. Obviously, they're not doing a very good job. But when something comes in, like heroin, for instance, or some other substance comes into society, the government we expect is going to protect us from that stuff. Either by arresting people or say, no, you can't do that. You know, we're not going to take we're not going to let you do it.
Yeah.
But today these genetic scientists are messing with our government at the top level, with the FDA, for instance, and the Food and Drug Administration, to get all things, crazy things passed And they slip it to us, not telling us what they just did, like with COVID vaccines, quote unquote.
And then we have low copper, which means they took the copper out of our food supply in the 30s and 40s so that the copper would be the instigator of all the minerals in your body, the band leader. The copper tells the other minerals what to do to get rid of things that they would put into ingestible food, you know, food that we take in. The copper would be at the helm of that. Everyone should be taking that. I mean, I don't understand why people aren't. Especially listeners to the show, take copper because of copper with magnesium, because how else is your body going to get rid of stuff like this?
Yes, that's a good point. Good point.
I mean, if there's a reason they took it out of the food supply. And when we talk long, sinister, well-laid plans, they knew exactly what they were doing by taking the band leader out. They didn't take the tuba. They didn't take the violin. They took the band leader because the copper is the one that tells everything what to do and makes sure that you kick stuff out. So it's just amazing to me, well-laid plans. We're going to come right back. More with Patrick Wood, more with Uncle Milty. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Wow.
The John Birch Society has been working tirelessly since 1958 to preserve freedom, safeguard the Constitution, and restore our God-given rights. We continually educate voters and lead the freedom movement. Join us as we work against a tyrannical one-world government. United as one, we can defeat this conspiracy against a free America. JBS founder Robert Welch said, "Education is our total strategy and truth our only weapon." Go to JBS.org and join us in restoring this great nation.
Is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. If you're listening to the Kate Daly Show, really happy you are. Go to katedalyradio.com. Visit all my amazing sponsors that keep us on the air. So appreciative of them. And I love it. O.J. Simpson died?
Yep, he did.
I have no comment. O.J. O.J. Boy. And then also puberty blockers. This is top news right now. It's like puberty blockers. They can hurt fertility. Really?
No.
I'm in total and complete shock, Patrick Wood and Uncle Milty. Oh, my gosh. I also, geez, it's like stupidity news. I also want to say call in because you can ask Patrick quick questions, okay? Just keep them fast. 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. We'll take your call. 888-673-1450. Aluminum, you wanted to make a comment about that because I was talking about copper.
It's just funny. As copper went out, aluminum went out, went in. Yeah. Or, to all sorts of stuff, including food, of course.
Yeah.
But deodorants, hairspray.
Oh, I know. General Mills just came out with a cereal, and I wish I could remember the name of the cereal. And it has these big, huge pieces of cereal filled with vanilla cream, and it's full of toxins, full of metals, did studies on it. It was just like metal overload. By the way, you're right about that. Aluminum went in, and aluminum causes stress to the brain, liver, and kidney, and also it enhances free radicals, and it also disrupts nucleic acid function and cell membrane permeability. Gee, so things can get in the cell, and is it any wonder? And of course, inhibits several enzymes, changes protein synthesis. That's a lot. It's doing a lot of damage.
It really is.
Oh my gosh. There's a lot of things coming at us. What else has been on your mind, Patrick? Because I know you're always knee deep in all of this.
I know. The big thing with me right now is how to orchestrate people to get out and defend free speech. Mm-hmm. These people are coming after us. You know this. I know you have to be sensitive to this.
Yeah.
But the global elite have laid the foundation, and they're talking about it as well openly, that they want to destroy free speech by the end of 2024. If they do it, people like you and me are going to be out of a job. Mm-hmm. Now, we may be saying something somewhere, but nobody's going to hear it. The problem that they are solving is they want to negate everything we're saying to alert what's going on, period. Very serious at this point, because our country was founded on free speech, period. Right. Every advancement that we've had in this country in 250 years has been based on open and fair debate. And if we lose that ability, we're going to be so cooked.
I know. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. What are your thoughts, Milty?
You know, it just amazes me how unaware people are. I mean, when I was a little boy, there were scares about mercury. Mm-hmm. Heavy metals affecting us in a bad way is not something new.
Right.
And yet we look at ingredients and things around us that we're being poisoned. There's just no question about it.
So true. That is true. And you know what? I think it's like inundation problem, because we're inundated with so many things that people are like trying to just put one foot in front of the other and just and get through these days and realize something's happening and underfoot and just trying to get through stress-wise. You know,
2 years ago, I had major medical issues and I changed the way I eat. I took sugar out of my diet. I started taking micronutrient supplements and eating. Basically, the only thing I eat is clean protein and some vegetables. And other than
carbs?
No, I try a few, very few.
Interesting.
But the micronutrients are what has made the real difference, especially when I started taking copper.
Interesting. I love that. Get the copper cream at activatefiq.com. So what about you, Patrick?
We both, my wife and I, take copper every week.
Yep.
Not a lot, but just enough to make the difference. Mm-hmm. It's important to good nutrition.
I know. And I think that if there's anything that's come out of the last 4 years is that we have a different outlook on medical and health, and that we try to segue away from the organized Johns Hopkins nightmare mess run by the government and get to holistic doctors and get to people that actually understand health. I hope that's like the major takeaway from the last 4 years. Uncle Milty?
It's almost as if doctors are no longer taught anything about physiology. And all they're taught is pharmacology.
Yeah.
It's
so true.
Here's
a pad and I'm going to write you a script.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not saying all pharma is, I mean, there are some useful things, but my gosh, on the whole, we do have herbs for everything. We really do. And we did. That's how we got here, right?
Yep.
That's right.
Yeah. We got to get back to clean. Anything else? About a minute and a half left. Anything else that you want people to understand, take away?
Well, I would encourage people to, of course, to go to technocracy.news, but also to citizensforfreespeech.org.
Okay.
We're a small organization in one sense, but we're national on a sense.
Okay. Yeah.
And we're trying to raise awareness of what's at stake if we lose free speech. I've been censored for over 45 years by these people. I'm sick of it.
I know.
I'm done, basically, at this point. And we thought we might skirt some of the ways that they've gotten to us, but not anymore. With AI on the horizon right now, we don't have a chance, because it can get at us in ways we never would expect it.
Mm-hmm.
Like cutting off financing, cutting off traffic, killing emails that you send out from your show or whatever to where they don't get to their destination, or they end up in the spam folder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
these things are not in our control, but but they disrupt mm-hmm. what we want to do to get the word out to people. And I know you're passionate about this. You wouldn't have been doing this at all.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Uncle Milty, you bet I am.
The greatest ally of evil is silence. Mm-hmm. Silence is like darkness mm-hmm. to evil. They can hide. Silence is the absence of opposition.
Right. You're right. Technocracy.news, you guys, and citizensforfreespeech.org, right?
Yep.
All right. Patrick Wood, thank you. Uncle Milty, thank you. Mm-hmm. And of course, we'll see you back here tomorrow on the Friday show. Can't wait. And go to Be Faithful, Be Fearless. Go to katedallyradio.com, technocracy.news as well. You'll find some great articles there. Thanks, you guys.